How you feel about me? I don't have nothing to hide. I want the world to see. I'm a gangster.
Because you've been hearing all that music.
Just do your dance. Yep. Right.
We surround by things that we like food. You like food, don't you? With fat boys who like food.
Yeah.
You like food, don't you?
I might call you spot pumping if you got crushed ice in a styrofoam cup with the refill right. So homie, no time to chill, we got places to try. I gotta find some grilled onions and a large side of fries. Some guys are mad.
What's up, y'all? Just a break with Casey and Chris Layman.
Hey.
So we just came back a little while ago from Taste of Soul, and I figure, you know, since we just got there, why don't we speak on it while it's still fresh? Let everybody know how we feel about it. It's been going on for a few years. Can you tell everybody who's not from Los Angeles or not from the Los Angeles area what Taste of Soul is?
Taste of Soul is a food and music festival that was started by Danny Bakewell Sr. Danny Bakewell is an influential black man in the Los Angeles area. I believe he's behind the LA Sentinel, one of our local newspapers, and a few other businesses. But it is a food and music festival, a family festival that brings together some of the best soul food restaurants in the area, as well as music. It's a lot of radio stations that are represented and other vendors that choose to participate. Every year it is packed.
Very crowded.
Yeah, and I do mean packed. Like, you will have moments where it feels like you have come to a complete stop because you can't walk anymore because there's so many people in front of you, and babies in strollers and folks in wheelchairs and people just stopping to read something that happened in front of them. So, packed. If you ever go to the Taste of Soul website, which is tasteofsoulla.org, and you see that picture of that crowd, that is how it gets at Taste of Soul. We come out deep. The community comes out deep to support this event.
Yeah, we do. We've been the last 3 or 4 years just gone, and
since we moved here,
since we've been here, you know, it's about a 5 or 6 block walk for us to get to Crenshaw.
Yeah, and it's this event takes place on Crenshaw Boulevard between Stocker and Rodeo, so it's right in the middle of the Leimert Park and Baldwin Hills neighborhoods, and everybody comes out.
Folk come deep.
Mm-hmm. Everybody comes out.
So we'll speak on the good parts about the event. I like that they had a lot more vendors this year in terms of besides food, because a lot of times it would just be a gang of food and nothing else.
Or there were a lot of better vendors this year, because there was a year or so ago where it seemed like every other booth was selling weave hair, which personally for me was
pointless,
inappropriate, but whatever.
Right.
This year there were a lot of jewelry vendors, a lot of t-shirt vendors, a lot of really cool t-shirt vendors too. The usual community partners that come out, so the various insurance and health companies that come out.
A few charter schools.
Yeah, a lot of charter schools represented there, a couple of grocery stores.
Businesses, companies that are promoting health, wellness.
Yes, health and wellness. Black-owned companies, the black plumbers were out there. Everybody's happy about that.
Yeah, because I saw it at first, I was like, Are they regular plumbers, or are they like plumbers that come over your house like 11 p.m. for you and all your girls to enjoy yourselves and throw money?
Those kind of plumbers. Yeah, no.
I wasn't sure, but I was like, well, it didn't seem like that kind of event.
No, it's brothers who are plumbers, and they just all happen to be attractive, and so their faces are plastered on the side of their plumber van. You can't beat that advertising, tell you that much. I'm sure they stay in business.
I'm sure.
Who else was out there?
94.7 The Wave.
Yes.
Usually, I think KGLH out there.
Who was DJing the 90s hits?
I'm not sure. You know, I don't know if it was anybody big. You know, they had a lot of music. I like four different areas playing. Yeah.
But there was one booth at Crenshaw and 39th that was cracking to the point where everybody is walking and singing at the same time. Like, we were walking in one direction. I think we were singing Bonnie and Clyde, Ice Cube and Yo-Yo. Everybody. We all singing it. The guys doing the Clyde version, you know. And then they had the, what's the?
Seeing all the women.
Clap your hands. Everybody. My community almost literally stopped as a collective to do this dance. People were clapping.
Yeah, I can't stand that song. Every time I'm at a wedding and I hear that song, if I'm on the floor dancing, even if I'm enjoying myself, dancing hard, as soon as that song come on, it's time for me to get off and take a break.
Chris cannot stand that song. Yeah. And then on the way back, they was playing Poison. So everybody, he's driving me out. Everybody, all of us. So yeah, I like the fact that I guess it's an event that draws that large of a crowd. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a free music and food festival. You will not see, I would dare say, you will not see that many black people in one spot in Los Angeles for any other event all at once. Not ever.
No.
I can't think of anything else that brings us out in those numbers.
Yeah, they got the music I'm looking at now at the KJLA stage. Mateo, Johnny Gill, Kenny Lattimore, Marcus Houston, the Wave Stage, Patrice Rushen.
Yeah, my parents they on their way back for Patrice Rushen. Yeah,
Pancho Sanchez, you know that's getting love. Mm-hmm. The Star Quest Stage.
With nobody you have ever heard of before, because Star Quest is like, what's that show that used to come on with Ed McMahon?
Oh,
it's snap. Like Baby Star Search.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I saw a little area. They had for the Christian singers, all the gospel singers.
I heard gospel music while I was like, out there, too.
They had a nice crowd, so that's nice. You get people get to see some entertainment. Mm-hmm. I like that feel like it had more room this year.
Yep.
Because the last couple of years, I mean, it was like walking through your high school hallway when everybody's trying to get to class, and you just got to dodge and bob and weave.
Yeah. Even though it was dumb crowded, it was still, for some reason, it felt way more spacious this year than before. So whoever changed the setup or did some modifications to the setup, job well done. It didn't feel as crowded. You had moments, like if you were walking past a booth that had a ton of customers or one of the food vendors that had a crazy long line, then between that line and the crowd trying to pass that line, things would get tight. But overall, it felt pretty good.
Excuse us if we're yawning. We just ate some of that food.
Yeah,
so
we
you
are
know
fighting
we got
the itis.
Mm-hmm. So excuse us in case you hear us yawning. You know how it goes. You know how
and
I get
contagious.
Black folks.
It's contagious. And it's contagious. Chris just yawned, and then all of a sudden I have to yawn. It's contagious. Okay, let's talk about where Taste of Soul could use some assistance from the community.
Okay.
Vendor diversity. Yes. Because if we're calling this Taste of Soul and this is supposed to be representative of the food that black people eat, then let me just break it down to you right now what black people like to eat, according to Taste of Soul. According to Taste of Soul, black people like to eat fried fish, fried chicken, Jamaican food, funnel cake, and ice with some kind of sweet liquid in it, and however you want to present it. So if you want to make it like an icy slushy, if you want to make it like a scoop of ice with syrup on it, if you want to blend it and make it into a smoothie, quote unquote, that's what we like. Oh, and we like sausage sandwiches.
Yep. Can't forget that fried scrimp.
Yeah. All fried. Look, when I say fried shrimp, I mean everything, all fried sea animals, fish, shrimp, oysters, all of it.
Yeah. So if you wanted something a little bit different than that,
you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
There was no vegetarian offering unless you went to Stone's Jamaican and asked for the veggie plate. And black folks have there's a huge vegetarian population in our community.
Right. Because, I mean, let's be real. I mean, people like, what about people like to eat? The same thing everybody else likes to eat.
Yeah. There's
food.
Right.
We like to eat good food.
There is no special diet for black people. Like, these are the only foods we like to eat.
Because it was sad that...
And burgers.
Yeah, they had their burger spots, a couple of them. That what's-the-name wasn't there.
Sky Tacos.
Yes. Their lack of food truck. They food truck game is whack.
The food truck game is terrible. And there's a lot of black vendors who were just not represented. And I don't know if it's because they choose to not associate themselves with the event, because it's possible. Because as far as food options are concerned, I'm not going to say that they're lowbrow, because they're not lowbrow. You have good vendors out there. You got Harold and Bell's out there. You got Shabazz out there, which, you know, food is good. Service is questionable. But, and you got Stone's Jamaican out there, which is some excellent Jamaican food. Mm-hmm. But the lack of diversity and offerings is a trip. And then the amount of black businesses, for all the black businesses that weren't there, you could probably name another black business that was missing.
Yep.
You know, so it's like, yeah, no, Simply Wholesome. Well, I never see Simply Wholesome do anything remote like that anyway.
Right.
Toffee Sensations would have been an awesome addition. Yeah. Sky's Tacos.
Yeah, especially since they always on rodeo like every week.
Right, you with like, their truck.
Yeah, like why wouldn't you come to the day where every damn body is here?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't get that.
I don't,
would actually have something really different
to offer.
Mm-hmm. Get some tacos for some black folk.
Right. Some black people tacos. Mm-hmm.
Some soul. And it's like they would be considered a taste of soul because they make soul food as food.
It is soulful food. It's, mm-hmm. They call it soulful tacos. I would love to have seen a stand for Harriet's Cheesecake. Oh, yeah, because we love funnel cakes and cobblers.
Yeah, we do.
That's our thing.
Cobblers and black folk is just hand in hand.
It goes hand in hand.
What's our ex-sip spot that wasn't there that would have been there, but they too above that?
I don't know. I didn't see Earl's.
Post and Bean.
Oh, yeah. Post and Bean would not be there. I've seen Post and Bean do some things with Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Plaza because that's right there next to them and it's affiliated with the mall. But yeah, they would not bring their highfalutin selves to Taste of Soul at all. It's just not real diverse. And here's the thing. I guess what I'm sitting here thinking in this moment is that perhaps we need more diverse offerings in the community. Because when we think about black-owned establishments, are we only selling chicken, Jamaican food, and fish?
No. I don't think so.
No. You know what? It would have been nice to have that new spot, Orleans in York.
Yeah.
That would have been nice to be out there.
With those sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. And we desperately need a vegetarian option. Whoever comes out there selling vegetarian food is going to clean up. Because there are people there who I think are actually looking for more mm-hmm. healthy options and just don't come across
because every block is the same joint. Shabazz got a spot on every block.
Shabazz pimps Taste of Soul straight up. They get a booth every block, so they making collective money. If the Shabazz line between Stocker and 39th is two pack for you, then you catch the one between 39th and I mean, they're not playing. Right. They're not playing. Also, moving past the food. Mm-hmm. More diversity of vendors, even though it was better vendors and it was really better organization of vendors.
Yeah, it was a much better layout.
Yeah, because they kind of grouped the same types of vendors together. So that was good. You know what I'm saying? You got to see all your jewelry in one spot and then all your essential oils and hair and skin products in another mm-hmm. spot. And then all your purses and accessories and t-shirts in another spot. That was nice.
Yes.
And there was artwork. I saw a couple of folks showcasing some artwork. It would be nice to add to that too. Like if Dawa or Essawan did like a small little satellite bookstore shot, that would be nice. More artwork, more homewares.
Oh, yeah.
That would be nice. Because when we used to have the African Marketplace, I mean, raise your hand if you remember the now defunct African Marketplace that we miss.
Man.
So dearly.
Last big event before going back to school.
Yeah. Like
everybody was there.
Yeah. And I think Taste of Soul is kind of try to fill that void, but it doesn't do it entirely.
No.
The African Marketplace used to be an awesome event that happened over here behind Dorsey High School. And it was, all the food was in one spot. Mm-hmm. So you kind of had like a food court that was off the chain. And that's what I'm talking about when I say diversity. There was different types of food represented there. And it wasn't all black owned businesses, but it was just different food.
Right.
But you had people who made handbags and had artwork and had clothing and they had books and they had cars and they had toys and they had things for your house. I mean, it was name a product that you could find at any shopping center and they had some vendor who was making it, and they had several, and then they had stages with performance and things for the kids to do and musicians, and it was really, really nice. And it would be nice if we brought more of that cultural piece mm-hmm. back into it. Something, you know, a little bit more culturally rich in regards to what we're getting.
Yeah, because we don't get that here, and it wasn't actually as ratty as it has been to me. Maybe that's because I didn't get the view. I think you said otherwise, but
man,
I mean, you get, yeah, like African Marketplace, you got more elders, you got maybe more
the Afrocentric black folk,
right?
The conscious mind black folks. Taste of Soul brings out your rats.
Taste of Soul brings out everybody from East.
Yeah,
Mr. Crenshaw, that's the crowd you gonna get.
Yeah. I don't want to say that because we live east of Crenshaw. Mm-hmm. So poor Chris, he live in the hills, y'all. That's where he's from. He bougie. He don't really be knowing the parameters of ratchetness like that. Let's just say it brings out the rats. It brings out the rats. Mm-hmm. And so you got people who are out there looking all kinds of ways with all different kinds of looks and, you know, yelling and cursing at the kids and just name a stereotype. You can find it at Taste the Soul.
Just the wild hair. You get the inappropriate outfits.
Oh, the inappropriate outfits are in abundance. I don't know. Okay. I don't know how people can't tell that they no longer can wear midriff tops. Dude, like midriffs are for the young. Usually for people who have not had too many kids or just somebody whose body has the ability to snap back really well. You cannot be 40 plus with a jelly belly. I don't care if your belly is tattooed and pierced wearing a midriff top. You can't do it. No. You can't. I'm only bringing up the midriff, y'all, because I saw at least 5 inappropriate midriff tops. You got to know when to stop. You got to know how to dress for your body. It's embarrassing.
And you seen some men coming out in the suits. I seen the brother who had on the full on yellow suit, bumping, had a little music box bumping some Janet Jackson in an electric wheelchair, just rolling around. You're like, oh, you providing the music? Oh,
yeah, you got all your right. own soundtrack. I mean, you're gonna see a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. You got some people out there who's trying to stunt and floss, and they wearing their best, and they best has nothing to do with the actual weather conditions that are going on. So it's like today was hot. Yeah. Today was almost 90 degrees, but you still have folks out there in sweaters and knee-high boots because this was the outfit they had planned for right. Taste of Soul. Sweating to death as they're walking through the crowd, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? Eli, why don't you tell the people how you felt about Taste of Soul, the event that we just came from? What did you think about Taste of Soul?
I liked it.
What was great about it?
I liked seeing the hamburgers.
And what was not great about it? What was something you didn't like?
Because I didn't like the hamburger.
He liked the hamburger until he ate it and with all his food. And his body said, this is too rich. Let me just throw this back up for you. So, yeah, that was
all bad.
Yeah, the walking got killed because by the time we got there and started walking, he was grumpy.
I was grumpy.
Yeah, then it passed on to her when the crowd started getting crowded. And then, of course, he frustrated
when
and all that.
When he started getting crowded.
Yeah. I mean, when it just got to that, you get to them levels where it's like, excuse what? Hey, trying to weave past people where it's like bundled up, hot. I can't breathe. Mm-hmm. Do not bump into me, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she said she wasn't feeling it. And then Eli's energy passed on to me. And I'm like, can we just go? And
yeah.
I didn't get all the food I really wanted. But I ate it. I didn't care.
I could tell Chris was not happy with his selection. He was just sick of me like, is this the fish you want? Because he's looking for fish spots. This was funny to me today. So you guys just heard us say how every block basically offers the same thing. Christopher actually likes to walk the blocks as if he's going to see some diversity in his options.
Yeah, I need to see what they're offering.
He wants to see all the offerings, even though what they're offering is the exact same thing.
Yeah, I need to see what your prices are. Can I get it for a couple bucks less somewhere else?
It's all the same.
What if I want catfish and you only got shrimp? I don't
Everybody had catfish.
I just walk it. Because you came, found what you wanted. You were like, all right, we can go.
I found what I wanted within 5 minutes of us
you're
arriving.
Ready to go here. Already. I'm like,
I was ready to get my food and about face it. But my husband, he had the, you know, it was so cute too. Chris had the biggest smile on his face. He was really enjoying the day and was excited about the excursion, as were Eli and I. Well, Eli was tired before we got there. Once we started walking, he's just like, when are we going to arrive? And then once we got there and I saw how thick the crowd was, and then what I wanted, the smell of what I wanted hit my nose, I'm like, I'm good. I'm going to go right here and I'm go right back home. So anyway, I don't know. I think next year we're just going to put in our order and let Chris go, since he loves
yeah,
the crowd.
Yeah, I'll walk it. I can... I'm used to that kind of stuff and walking in crowds. I know when I get in there, I'm moving and dodging. I'm like, these people ain't going to get in my damn way.
Nah, and Chris liked that ratchet eye candy. It's a lot of thick women wearing inappropriate clothes.
Well, a lot of times ratchet is personality. They can look fine, but as soon as they open their mouth or the way they act, you're like, ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris's love for black women is widespread. He loves all of us, mm-hmm. ratchets included. So,
and it's then a, you know,
fun it, event for him.
Yeah, look wise, this is beautiful. And once you get to the personality, then that's when it gets serious.
So anyway,
now I know you had mentioned about something with some post.
Yeah, there's a friend of mine on Facebook who posted on there, and what she said was to the effect of, "Yes, I know." Taste of Soul is crowded and it's in the hood, but it's our only free music and food festival in the community. I feel obligated to support it, and so should you. And she had a lot of people, she had a decent amount of likes and people making comments about it. And I had to ask myself, are we obligated to support this event? In some ways, I feel like we're obligated to support it because it is in our neighborhood. But I also feel like because we feel obligated to support it, we should also speak up about what we like and what we dislike. Like, we should make our voices heard. Like, for instance, can we get a real map? This year, they had a map, which I was happy about because I don't remember them having an event map before and list of vendors. But this map is very, very tiny in terms of the listing of the vendors. So you basically have to go off of legend, which is color-coded. Which I guess is not bad. You know, I mean, it could be worse. It could be nothing. But it is so very, very small. But they try to break it down and just tell you where the businesses are based on color in between the main streets that they're on. So that would be nice. That would be nice to have. And it would be nice. Here's the other thing. With this map, we just happened to be passing by a young man who was on one of those little carts that they were driving, which I'll add, that was a nice touch, although I want to know how that system works.
I don't know what it's for, because I saw people, they taking people, but I'm like, are these people that are vendors and they getting rides, or is it like just random folk?
It was feeling like a tram stop.
Oh.
It was feeling like they had a couple of little, you know, those little golf cart type things, and they were people carting around. But we happened to be walking by a young man who was passing these out, sitting on one of those carts. This was not readily available. So Taste of Soul, you guys make this map available for download and print next year. That way folks can take it with them to the event just in case they don't run into somebody who was supposed to be out there passing them out.
Right. Because it's not like they were on like every block.
Right.
And it does look like it was folded up when he gave it to me. So unless I was like, oh, what is this? Let me actually open it and see what's all in there. It looked like, you know, a regular Sentinel or the hour view. And I'm like, okay, this is a gang of stuff to look at while I'm walking.
Yeah.
Or while I'm trying to walk, while people went behind me, like, can you walk faster?
Yeah, you could easily pick this up and not open it until you get mm-hmm. home because... You know, you wouldn't think anything was in here
yeah.
that you needed.
It'd have to be a little smaller and,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you fold it, I need an event guide to be at the very top, mm-hmm. staring me in my face like, look, this is a map. Open it.
Yeah.
Look at it. Otherwise, you fold it up and I see a big Taste of Soul, you know, and I see what it's about. But I'm like, all right, what? Tell me what this is, please.
And what you do notice about this map, and this is what we're talking about when we say diversity. Normally, when you go to an event that is about a food, that's a food-based festival, the thing about it is having so many varied options all over the spot. I'm looking at this map and or the list of vendors, and literally the food spots, there's at least two of almost every single one. So instead of having different people, you have the same people represented from block to block, which, you know, that's not diversity. That's giving us the same people over and over again.
And people monopolizing the space.
Yeah. Yeah. But I guess, you know, when it comes down to it, I guess they're saying, well, they're paying for it. So.
Yeah, which on that end, I'm like, I guess that's smart business on their part for trying to make sure they got as much space as possible to sell their food.
Yeah. But you know what? Looking at this map really is of no help because the map itself is super small, right?
It's, I mean, like the wording, when you they have like the name of the vendor in front of like the pictures of the booth. But I mean, even if like, you had a microscope.
You
or
could
a magnifying
not,
glass, it looks
could,
small.
You could not read it. It is microscopic handwriting. So even though it's color-coded on the map, that's no help to you because the list of vendors is not color-coded. So it's like you're looking at the map and you see these colors.
Right.
So you know who's in between what streets, but you don't know who it is because when you look down at the list, there's no colors down here. So it'd be different if I could look at the list and say, oh.
Or like the numbers were coded, colored.
Right.
Something like that.
If I knew the Italian water ice truck was pink, then I would know that I would need to go between Stocker and King to get there. But I don't. Right. I would need to be able to read it on the map, which I can't.
Right. Something like the maps at the malls.
Yes.
It's big and it's like, all right, C28, blue. Okay, let me find. It's blue, C28, this business, okay.
Or even think about how Disneyland does their maps. I mean, granted, I'm not expecting Disneyland quality maps at Taste of Soul, but you're talking about a big place and the map is big enough where not only do you see what it is that you're looking at, but you can read the wording on there. So anyway, let's step the map game up.
Please.
I did notice this year they had a VIP section.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that information had also been publicized a little bit more. Maybe it was only open to people who were sponsors of the event.
Maybe so. But
yeah.
I agree with you. It is like you don't want to feel obligated, but you can't complain about them not having something, you know, when the community not doing something. So when it's something like this, we should attend, but yes, we must critique it and write in and just let them know, hey, I appreciate what you're doing. Can you refine it a little bit?
Yeah, because I think we have a tendency to accept that this is the best we can get. This is all we're going to get, so we have no room to speak out about our likes and dislikes, which is not true. Because if people continue to give you items that they feel are subpar or that you feel are subpar and you don't speak up about them, then why will they ever change that? You know, I think we could have an event that was a little bit more, I'm not going to say upscale because that's the improper word, but as Chris said, refined.
Right. Just have, and it ain't even got to be fancy. Just like we said, more vendors, just more different choices and more exposure. Just those of us who have businesses that they want to bring to the community, just be there and show up. Get you a booth.
Yeah.
You know, if you think, oh, black people are not going to eat this food, how do you know? Bring it there. You'll probably get some people who want to come and check you out. And you might actually make a nice amount of money.
Right. Because you, especially if you're a new business, you're taking a chance because people do have a tendency to lean towards those businesses that they are familiar with. But how else will you get discovered if you don't come out? That's one thing. And if as long as you have a product that's good, like Toffee Sensations, Toffee Sensations. You guys wouldn't even have to come out there and serve food. Just do your desserts.
Mm-hmm.
Your desserts would kill all these other little cupcake and cookie booths because you have something that's just elevated in terms of quality.
You're getting your word out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, in general, I always enjoy going. I know I'm about to go get me some fried food. I go there in part to support. But yeah, I do wish that they have a little bit more variety going forward.
That would be nice.
Well, thank y'all for listening to The Break from BlackIsOnline.com. Remember to check us out on Stitcher and iTunes Radio. Leave us a rating in the comments. Let us know what you think. Send us your feedback, 323-455-4219. Leave us a message there. Email us, info@blackisonline.com. Hit us up on Twitter, @blackisonline. Like us on Facebook, @blackismagazine.
Peace, y'all. Thanks for listening.
Take it easy.
Word of your mouth until the next Philippe show. I'm out on the streets looking for something to eat. Like, yeah, but nothing. With fat boys who like food.
When I'm chilling, I'd rather be grilling. Give me a plate of the